We're back on the record. Thank you.
Perhaps he's going to visit beloved.
Already did that.
He went after the cardboard to shade my eyes. Thank you, Wally.
Well, this could get rattledy trap on and on and on. I believe that this John was also called the Revelator, wasn't he? I mean, after all, prophets have revelations, and this is the book of Revelation. And even the judge, without any information, pronounced the last bit of Revelation. Thou shalt not change a word, or you're going to have all this trouble. What trouble? Change what word? You mean back to truth? If you feel that you are going to have to go out there and get hit by a Mack truck, I'm telling you, you will not even let a Ford hit you. You will find a Mack truck to run you down. And if you expect your rivers to run with blood, my God, they already have. It's more than the seven seals and the seven signs. They already have. In the holy lands, while this good God was being violent, you know, he just shed everybody's blood. And then what do they say? This Jesus will come again on a white horse wearing bloody clothes. He'll be covered with blood, and he will bear a new name, and he will be called Truth. And in his mouth he will have a sword. Boy, doesn't that sound great for poor old Christ? It wasn't enough to hang him on a cross, but now you have doomed him to be expected by God's people as a warrior. Bo Greitz. This is Colonel James Bo Greitz, that I consider my son, said to me, "Hatton, what the hell kind of a warrior are you?" Well, I'm a hell of a good warrior, and I don't have to shoot bullets or use swords. And when you children grow up, maybe you will be worthy of that also. Until then, you are going to struggle and struggle and struggle trying to find truth in the lie. It is like a quiz that says which one, A, B, C, D, or E, is right. And none of them are. But you're not allowed to write in anything. Which one is the most nearly right? It's still wrong, isn't it? I have nothing. Nothing against any poor soul called Jesus. It just is not Emmanuel. It wasn't then, it isn't now. That is an image projected for the eons of time to match Revelation and have you suckered in and destroyed. And so a stupid volunteer said, "Send me. I don't have anything else to do today." And I don't. I can devote 100% of my time to this. And do. And I should suffer more. I understand that. You know, I resign today and you suffer. Okay, I should suffer more. It's a game. Do you have to fall for it? Guess so. At least you have to struggle along through it. But you do have to struggle along through it to see the difference. And that I'm not up here trying to feed you a bunch of mysticism. I didn't say you have to go out there and bow to Ra. I didn't say you have to go out there and bow to the sun god Aton. I said you better get your story straight and your relationship with your Father Creator right. You don't have to worry about all these others. And if there is peace in your soul doing whatever you're doing, then I suggest you keep doing it because you will. Undoubtedly, however, most of you from time to time are not at peace. You're still looking. And you're still going to balance over here and then over here. And well, but you said last week or last month or last year, I have no time. And if you have 150 million years, I want to tell you 24 hours is nothing. That's imminent. In the next 3 centuries is imminent to me. And if you do not understand my language, I will continue to try to explain it to you. But Father, what if I have to give up my things? Quit worrying about it. The ones that should worry about Dharma, actually, is Charles. Because he looks around at the things, and he says, oh my God, what if we have to move this? Well, I want to tell you something about her. She could walk out the door and away and never look back. But while she's there, in that place, why would you not have the things? This was one of the things that Betty said. I am sick to death of living like a pauper. Who asked her to live like a pauper? She had funds. She could take interest. She could live any way she wanted. She chose when she came here to get rid of everything that was bothering her. Is that Dharma's fault now? That Dharma didn't get rid of everything? That there was room and so it just came? And anybody who needs a 30-gallon pot for stew, come borrow it. Get it. Why would you throw it out? And then when you're in a situation where you need 30-gallon pot, you've got one to share. And with that much, you only need one. But it sure is silly for one cup of coffee, isn't it? God did not ask you to live in poverty. He asks you to live abundantly. That is not pretentiously off of anybody else. No way. God is abundance. And in the truth shall ye find it. In the truth shall ye find it. And you can search all over the world, and the truth is within. What does it mean to you? And all of you should have some beautiful things. It is not the beautiful things. It is not the gold. It is what you think of them. And as long as you can appreciate what you think of it and enjoy it while you have it and walk away from it, that's glory. That's wonderful. And it doesn't mean that you are supposed to go out there and want to lose it. Losing it is a distractor that gets in our way, just like moving. It gets in our way of moving along. And I can get real excited about that, really passionate about that, because the world is set up to give you distractions so that you don't get your job done. And ones perish in ignorance. Now, does that mean you've got to go out there and bash everybody's ears? No way. Our task is to put it down, and that's all. And send it forth as we can, wherever it will be received. Which does bring up something that I must say. We've got to change the outlay of these journals or the sequence of presentation. It's already come back in deposition You cannot be a periodical. You produce all these books at once. So, mark it off now. If we cannot afford to do a journal, we don't do it. But a journal is a periodical magazine, and it must come out timely, one at a time. And until a publishing company can publish other material or something, then I have to insist on this. This it was a biggie. This was a real biggie. You cannot claim that these are magazines or journals unless they're timely. So that's something that you ones need to kind of put in your computers. I don't want to belabor this subject because you're beginning to see. And I don't want to struggle with or against these massive numbers of churches, almost all. Almost all, do you see? If they're not already usurped by the atheist of the community, they are lost to the lie of the community. Does that mean that there is no good that comes out of those churches? That is foolishness to assume that I've said such a thing. It's like saying all the Masons are bad. For goodness sakes, these are service organizations where people join together to do service. And most men, most women, most anyone will go into these organizations and say, well, that was a silly little ritual. Initiation, I have to pull off my shirt or strip my leg or whatever, and I've got to carry this candle and chant. Sometimes they can get you to chant in Latin. Sometimes they can get you to chant in Latin and you don't even know what you chanted. That was for a particular benefit. It's okay. You don't have to kick any dogs, dead or otherwise. That's the way it is. And when you start claiming, I will prove it because of this book, do you see what you have done? You have just compounded your inability to look at the truth. All you got to do is look and reason. And most of these ones will say, don't read that. Oh, I heard about that cult. That's why there's no cult. And I am no leader. I am no guru. I have a job to do. You have a job to do. We happen to need to work together. And we're happy to share. Anyone is welcome who wishes to come over here. On the other hand, I don't know why ones would wish to come over here if they don't like us, especially if they don't believe it. But you're coming into the time where the proof is right there. You're not going to be able to hide from it. The documentation of the very symbology of ancient Egypt come through Illuminati, Freemasonry. You see, most of the Masons don't have the vaguest idea where Freemasonry started. How or when? And what you're practicing now basically came right out of Bavarian Germany. But there are at least two major arteries, sects, branches, if you will, of Freemasonry. Don't take it so damn seriously. If you've been misled, for goodness sake, say, hey, I better look at this. Am I telling you not to even to quit going to the meetings? Not if you enjoy it and you know the difference. It's the sucking you in ignorance and disallowing you to learn. I also say, read, study everything you can get your hands on that you have time to study. Truth will stand infinitely. And they want to make sure that everybody in the world knows I plagiarize. For goodness sakes, it's all there. And they don't want you hearing it. Because man is brilliant. Man is a reflection of God, which is light, which makes you, in his reflection, brilliant. That means smart. And when you know truth, you don't put up with the garbage they dump on you. And that is the last thing they can tolerate, because knowing the truth will destroy them. You will rewrite the play. And it will not end like Revelation. You don't need to go through some apocalypse. You don't need any four horsemen riding across your skies. You better check what's up there already. But there are some good guys up there already also. And I'm going to stay just as long as necessary. And if it becomes necessary to snatch you off, I'll do it. And then I'll do it. Meanwhile, my team, they better go ahead, continue to badger. And it may appear you lose. I just remind you, God wins. And I work for God. That means my team is going to win. And what you think of those cosmospheres is not my business either. Because the next assumption is, they're my team. No, they're not my team. Although I will say that I get along with those Russian cosmosphere astronauts very, very well. They're honest, they're honorable, and they're good. And they keep their word. And that is more than I can say for almost every other human being of the species that I deal with. So there's a way through this. It's going to be in truth. And if enough would listen to the truth, you can turn the entire mess around. You do not have to destroy this planet. On the other hand, it's going to have to be that you recognize what is and begin to laugh at yourself a little bit. That you were so, quote, hoodwinked. That also is a Masonic term. You're going to find that almost everything you are and do, you have been trained to be and do. Now, I would have a little interrogation myself if anybody wants to ask me anything. I'm run down. Well, we know everything about the universe. Let us go. I want the programs taped tonight so that you can have an exchange, or you can have one great big viewing evening down here. It will be more exciting, undoubtedly, than Masonic symbols. Go in peace. I thank all of you who came to visit. I especially thank the ones who have come to visit, who will call it home. And I bless the ones that are away. Salut. Salut. Все мы сделаем.
Thank you. Remember me, or one of them? Oh, man, he's been skissed. Remember me, one more.